بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطهور شطر الإيمان. My respected elders and brothers, we are recommencing our fiqh lessons after some time, and recently our principal Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salehji Sahab Damat Barakatuhum has advised that we should redo a revision of wudu and salah, the practical aspects of wudu and the practical aspects of salah. A reminder is beneficial for a believer. So inshallah today we hope to go through wudu, not focusing too much on the aspects, but focusing more on the practical aspects of the wudu. Firstly, when it comes to the virtues of wudu, they are tremendous virtues. I'm just going to summarize. When a person washes his limbs, then sins will fall off from the limbs that he is washing. So there's great spiritual cleansing that takes place in the wudu. Through the wudu, a person will develop a nur on the day of Qiyamah on his face and his arms, feet. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize us, and this ummah will be distinct on the day of Qiyamah because of that nur. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever makes wudu at home and walks to the masjid, then it is like a person that has tied his ihram and he has left for pilgrimage. And every step that he takes, it will obliterate one sin and the other will raise him by one rank. So like this, in the books of virtues of wudu, there are tremendous virtues that are mentioned. I want to mention two that really gripped me when I read it in At-Targhib wa At-Tarheeb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shouldn't I show you such actions through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase and efface all your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate your rank. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were very interested. Bala ya Rasulullah, please tell us, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your sins refer to the minor sins. Then three things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Isbaghul wudu ala al-makari. Making a thorough, proper wudu in difficult circumstances. Now it is winter. For fajr salah, tahajjud salah, person opens the tap, even the hot water tap also, for a good few seconds, the water is ice cold. So when a person is making wudu, he doesn't discard that water for medical reasons. If he can't use ice cold water, he will collect that water, keep it aside, use it in a garden or something, and wait for the warm water. It's not piety when there is ease available for a person to put himself in difficulty. But where it is beyond him now, he has to make wudu with that water. He went to the ishtima and he's making wudu there, tahajjud time, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. Now it's beyond him, the icy wind is blowing. So he doesn't make a shortcut in the wudu. Our youngsters today are very good for shortcuts. How you made wudu? Fard wudu. And they got a dalil also, proof. The fard is greater than sunnat. Say, you misunderstood. Your mind is not working right. Anyway, so we make a complete sunnah wudu, which we will discuss very, very shortly, inshallah. And very quickly we'll go through the sunnah, complete sunnah wudu. So in those circumstances, for a person not to rush the wudu, and not to leave any portion out, he makes the complete wudu. So the hadith says, that's one of the actions. Isbaghul wudu ala al-makari. Second action, kathratul khuta ila al-masajid. Excessive steps to the masjid. Walking excessively to the masjid. And third is waiting for one salah after the one is complete. Now waiting for fajr salah when the isha is complete. These three actions, isbaghul wudu, making a thorough wudu despite difficult circumstances, taking many steps to the masjid and waiting for one salah after the one is performed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. That is like you are guarding the borders of the Islamic State. One explanation. Other explanation is like you are in jihad. It's like you're in jihad. And a person that guards the borders of the Islamic State, he gets all the thawab of what takes place inside. Because of his guarding, everybody is at ease. So all the ibadat, he gets the reward. And then in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, I don't want to go through the length of the hadith, but in the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions similar actions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever man hafadha alayhinna, whoever does this regularly, asha bi khayrin, he'll live a good life. Live in goodness. وَمَاتَ بِخَيْرٍ He'll have a good death. وَكَانَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ And he will be free from sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. So how easy these actions are. So simple, so easy. So all linked to wudu. Our wudu, if our wudu is correct, our salah will be correct. If our wudu is not correct, then our salah won't be correct. أَتْطُهُورُ شَطْرُ الْإِيمَانِ Cleanliness is half of iman. Ulama say iman here means salah. It is a great part of your salah. If your wudu is not correct, then your salah won't be correct. If your wudu is deficient, then your salah will be deficient. The key to salah is tahara, is the wudu. The key wasn't cut right, then obviously you're going to have trouble. So the salah is not going to have the quality. The concentration, you say you don't have concentration in your salah, you've got so much of waswasa in your namaz, and you're forgetting how many rakat you read, and you're forgetting what you read, and all that you must trace and see. My tahara, is it correct from the toilet, from istinja to the wudu khana? Am I talking while I'm making wudu? Am I concentrating when I'm making wudu? Am I doing it according to the sunnah? So all these have a spiritual impact on a person's ibadat. So nevertheless, let us get right into the aspect of the practical wudu. So when a person is making wudu, then he will sit on a high clean place facing the qibla. These are all a mustahab. If he can't face the qibla, then he can face another direction. But it's best if you got a seat facing the qibla, then you should face the qibla. Sit on a high clean place, make intention for wudu. Oh Allah, I intend making wudu to attain purity. The intention doesn't have to be made verbally. It can be made in the heart in any language. Not necessary to be made verbally. Recite the dua, Bismillahi walhamdulillah. So the intention is very important for it to become a spiritual wudu. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, without an intention, the wudu will be valid. The wudu will be valid, but there won't be any special reward for that wudu. According to the Shafis, without niyat, the wudu won't be valid. So in the Hanafi madhab, if you want the spiritual wudu, you have to make the intention for wudu. So if a person takes a swim, has a shower, and all these limbs get washed, then his wudu will be valid. But if he made intention, then it will be valid also, and it will be spiritually enriching also. So Bismillahi walhamdulillah. Whoever reads Bismillah walhamdulillah, the angels will continuously record deeds for him till his wudu breaks. Then we use the miswak. The sunnat of every anbiya, four things. Itar, nikah, circumcision, and miswak. There's a whole chapter on the miswak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was advised by Jibreel alayhi wa sallam so much to make miswak, make miswak, that I thought that my teeth will fall off. To such an extent, I must make so much of miswak. I thought it will become fard. I thought Quran will come down with regards to the miswak. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that we make miswak in our wudu, make miswak before we perform the salah. Because an angel, when a person performs salah with miswak, stands behind the person, and when he recites Quran, it comes in front of him, it puts its mouth on his mouth. And whatever Quran he recites, it goes into the belly of that angel. It is stored. Inshallah, you see the reward of that on the day of Qiyamah. How beautiful. You've got an angel there with you while you are performing your salah. And to be touched by an angel also is a very great thing. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah with the miswak is more virtuous than 70 times the salah without using the miswak. In another way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, I prefer performing 2 rakats of salah having used the miswak instead of performing 70 rakats of salah without having used the miswak. So we should cleanse our mouth with the miswak. That's the first thing a person does. If it's a very busy masjid, for example, or we know now we are in a bit of a rush. So while a person is walking, he must take out his miswak and he must start his miswak. Just before the wudu, while we're standing, waiting for the seat, The reason for that is we don't inconvenience the next person. Now we're sitting there and we take 1 minute to do the miswak. And there's a line behind us. Right? We know Hajj, Umrah, how busy it gets sometimes. Sometimes there's a program. So the miswak can be done while the person is waiting. So we do the miswak on the teeth from right to left, on the tongue, in an up and down motion. And we do it thoroughly. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I thought that my teeth will fall off. So much I was emphasized. So we do the miswak thoroughly. We also learn about oral hygiene in this way, that Allah Ta'ala likes us to be conscious about our oral hygiene. Nevertheless, thereafter we will wash both the hands up to the wrist thrice. Gargle the mouth thrice using the right hand and placing the water into the mouth, making sure that the water reaches all parts of the mouth. We will not gargle till the back if we are fasting. That we understand that. Otherwise, we should try and gargle and wash and rinse the mouth thoroughly. Thereafter, we will place water into our nostrils with our right hand. And if there's a need to cleanse the nose, then we use the small finger of the left hand, inserting into the nose and cleanse the nose. Here again, if a person is fasting, he shouldn't breathe in. They call it istinshaq in the kitab. Istinshaq literally means to sniff in the water. But so out of Ramadan, or when we're not fasting, we do that. But when we're fasting, we just place the water in the nose without sniffing it in, because that can break the fast. While we're making wudu, Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wasi'li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. This is a beautiful dua. We can make it in wudu also, and we can make it any time. Oh Allah, forgive my sins, make my home spacious, and grant me blessings in my sustenance. So these are all sunnats, and we're doing it 3 times. These are all sunnats. It shouldn't be left out. So sometimes a person is doing it 1 time. Or the youngsters, they just got so used to doing fard wudu that they actually forgot about the sunnah wudu, even the ghusl also. Now from this point now is the farz actions that have to be done with much more care. Wash the face thrice. From the hairline, if a person is bald, where the hair normally grows from, till beneath the chin, just under the chin, where a person can feel the bone of his jaw. So the chin actually jets out a bit. So it has to be washed till that bone, from one earlobe to the other earlobe, taking care of the area between the beard and the ears. There's a 1 or 1.5 centimeter area here that generally people can leave it out, if especially the beard is thick. If a person's beard is thick, that you can't see the skin of the face, he'll wash over the beard in this way. And if his beard is thin, that you can see the skin, the water must reach the skin. He must wash till the water reaches the skin. After washing the face, khilal of the beard will be done. There are some basic mistakes people make. The khilal of the beard must be done after washing the face. The beard mustn't be washed. Some people take their beard and put it under the water. You see these things? We shouldn't be doing that. Whatever of the beard is hanging down, khilal will be made of that portion of the beard. The khilal of the beard will be made by passing wet fingers from the bottom beneath the chin outwards on all sides. That's how a person will make khilal. Then wash the hands after the face. We wash our arms starting from the fingers, not from the wrist. Although we washed our hands till the wrist thrice. And in the beginning also, we don't wash one hand first 3 times and the second and 3 times, both hands. And now when we're washing the arms, we wash from the fingertips past the elbows. Past the elbows a few centimeters up, and we will rub thoroughly as we're washing. And in this way, thrice on the right arm and then thrice on the left arm. The best way to do wudu is practical. That's the best way. Practical wudu, where someone can check on us. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu would teach it practically also. Sahaba would teach practically. So if we have at home someone that can watch us once or twice, because sometimes we don't realize that there is a dry portion. Let someone have a look. Let someone check, inshallah. We are confident of ourselves, but it's best to get someone to check on us. Also, we must check on our wives at home, on our daughters at home. We, as the men in the house, will be questioned about their deen. There was one mufti, the barakat of a jamaat. He joined them, he saw that they're doing some muzakara or some surahs, Quran, whatever. He said, he got inspired, let me go try this at home. He got a shock of his life. His wife couldn't read Quran. She took it for granted. She's cooking, cleaning, washing, doing everything, mashallah. She's the wife of a mufti. But she couldn't read Quran. He got a shock of his life. In his house, mufti sahab ke ghar mein. He didn't even know. Because he never put attention. He never put attention on it. So we also, we have our woman folk at home. In fact, Mawlana Thanvi encourages that the men must teach the woman folk at home. In this day and age, it's more important with the fitna that the man must be between his wife and learning knowledge. Go to the ulama, find out. Mawlana Thanvi writes about it over 100 years ago, that the man of the house, so he will check on his wife's salah. He will check on her wudu. And there's no shyness, alhamdulillah, there's no shyness. We're married. So let's once or twice just check on each other, how our wudu is going, how our salah is going. Then if there's any errors, then we'll see, inshallah. One person got married, and they were reading the witr salah wrong. The husband saw his wife reading her witr. He said, hey, what are you doing? Do you know you're reading your witr wrong? She said, I never knew. Because nobody checked on me. That's why I never knew that I was reading it wrong. So it can happen in the best of places. Okay, so after we washed our arms, then we make khilal of the fingers. The common mistake is the khilal is made after masa of the head. No. After you wash a portion of the body, that limb, you make khilal of the fingers. In this manner. You pass the left hand over the right hand, the right hand over the left hand, or you intertwine the fingers. Then you make masa of the hand. Many of us learned in madrasa that you make masa with the three fingers and the two fingers, you put the three fingers here, you go to the back of the head, raise all your fingers, bring the palms of the hand on the side of the head, then you make khilal with the index finger inside the ear, and the back of the ear with the thumbs, and then the back of the hand with, on the nape, right? That is very good, alhamdulillah. But the ulama have done some research, alhamdulillah, Ustad also made us do the research, and we find there's, in fact, you can say, there's more texts that refer to another method, which is a much easier method. And that is, they say, just take the wet hands, place them on the head, and just pass it over the head till the back of the head. That's all. That makes it easy. We're teaching someone new. We teach the children like that now. That method, alhamdulillah, is there somewhere in the one of the kitab. But most of the kitab got this method. That you place the hands like this on the head, and you just pass it over the entire head till the back. And in that way, your masa of the head is done. You still have to do the ears and the back of the nape. So that makes it simple, easy for us also, and to teach others also. And then after that, alhamdulillah, you just have to wash your feet. But remember, after you wash each foot thrice, you wash it thrice, including the heels, including the ankles, you have to make khilal of the foot before you move on to the next foot. So the right foot, using the baby finger of the left hand, starting from the small toe, right to left, till the big toe, after you've washed thrice. Some people, because now it's the feet, so they don't think that we have to wash it thrice. It's just washing and washing and washing. So we make near that we wash it thrice. So whether it's under the tap or the jug, whatever, however, but we wash thrice. Left foot also, from the big toe we make khilal after washing, till the small toe, we make khilal with the left baby finger of our left hand. And then inshallah the wudu will be complete. Now, to complete things also, there's a beauty of completing it. And that is the dua. The dua, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashadu anna muhammadan, abduhu wa rasuluh, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin, wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. Whoever reads this, the 8 doors of Jannah are open for him, and he can enter from any door he wishes. Now imagine Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, all 8 doors will be calling for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to enter from him. And this hadith says, whoever reads this dua, the 8 doors of Jannah will be open for him. Whichever door he wants to enter from. So that is also a very great honor. We all should try, inshallah. There are other du'as. These are the basic du'as that we have learned in the madrasa. Just 6 quick points. And inshallah, in the next session, we'll go into some of the more details of the wudu, inshallah. before we move on to Salah. So as we said, this is a back to basic session now, because we've many weeks we haven't had fit classes. So the 6 points here is, make sure that we do the wudu in sequence. We don't talk with anybody, we concentrate and we do it in sequence. We don't wash the arms first and then wash the face. We don't wash the feet first because it's convenient maybe, and then after that go and wash the face. No. Wash the right limb before the left, rub each limb, ensuring that not a single part is left dry. Care must be taken when you're doing the fard aspects, the face, the arms, the feet, especially the elbows, ankles, the area between the beard and the ears, all this must be washed so that the wudu is complete. Wash without a delay in between. Do not waste water. Do not waste water when you're making masa. Close the tap. Don't open the tap completely full, and then we allow the water to run. And while making wudu, do not speak of any worldly aspects in the course of the wudu. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah. If anybody got any questions, you're free to ask, inshallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.